2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. We've made it to midweek here. It's the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 61 degrees.
Just waiting on some overnight road work to wrap up. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this morning with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Nine people are in the hospital after a crash along I-80.
Two cars caught fire after the crash. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the very latest. Mary?
Amanda, a trooper passing by Saltaire saw the flames from the frontage road and discovered the crash. It was a head-on crash between a Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer. Two people were in the pickup truck and seven people were in the Expedition. They're from out of state, the troopers discovered. So we're thinking maybe sightseeing around the Great Salt Lake. We don't know yet. But now all of them are in the hospital, and at last word, one was in extremely critical condition. The others in critical or serious condition. Authorities say likely someone crossed the center line. They don't know yet. A crash analysis reconstruction team was on the scene for hours. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion for Tooele County commuters has finished 6 months ahead of schedule.
UDOT got the materials to build it quicker than expected, and now the extra westbound lane on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36 is open. Drivers know the accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays up to five times with bad accidents. Stansbury Park resident Brady Hawes is happy to hear it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great addition to the freeway there. I think it'll appease any of those times where there's an accident. There's only one road in and one road out.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Bountiful police say one of their officers was involved in a deadly shooting last night. Police say officers were called out to Viewmont High School last night because of a man armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow. They aren't saying what led to the shooting, only that officers fired shots and the suspect died. The man's name has not been released.
Utah is looking at increasing penalties for rioting in following several recent protests that turned violent. Cache County Sheriff Chad Jensen says tougher consequences for breaking the law protects everyone.
We can better protect the citizens of Utah and our law enforcement and all first responders as they respond to these types of incidents across the state.
State lawmakers voted yesterday to study the issue. Rioting is already a misdemeanor in Utah, but can become a felony, that is, in certain circumstances.
The Davis School District has decided to send students back to class Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports.
12 days in, and the Davis School Board has decided it's about time for a change. The way things are now, students head to the classroom twice a week on different days, allowing for smaller class sizes and more physical distancing. With just 2 weeks of data, the district says the hybrid model has helped limit the number of students who need to be quarantined.
Secondary students will return to class October 5th. Phase 2 will be sending students back to the classroom full time.
At long last, Sally has reached land. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle is live this morning at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. Just minutes ago, Hurricane Sally finally made landfall on the Gulf Coast as a Category 2 storm, bringing a dangerous ocean surge and life-threatening torrential rains. This Alabama woman describes it.
Non-stop waves of wind and water and rain.
Sally's slamming into the coast at the Florida-Alabama line with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Smoke from western wildfires has reached New York City and Washington, D.C. This woman lives in California, where 24 major fires are burning.
It feels like it's the end of the world, or something is lurking.
Well, lurking is the dangerous air quality. It could remain in the western region for weeks. ABC News hosted a town hall with President Trump last night covering many topics, including police reform.
We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo. We have to let them protect us.
Meanwhile, Democratic nominee Joe Biden, he was in Florida last night at an Hispanic Heritage Month event. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman now. Another couple of days with highs above average, and then a storm arrives, sending dropping temperatures and bringing in some rain.
It has been a while. We could use a little rain, and it looks like we finally have at least a little in the forecast coming our way here for Friday evening and Saturday when a system comes in, a front cools us off, and we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
Grant says the storm moves out by Monday and temperatures start to climb back into the 80s.
Coming up on KSL, police had a wiretap on the only suspect in the disappearance of Susan Powell, and the Cold Podcast has the tapes.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds on I-15 a little slow around 7200 South, and we're just waiting on some construction to wrap up in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time 5:05.
Washington politics, the birth rate on the decline in the United States. There is bipartisan support for a child allowance.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry.
Weekdays 12:30 till 3
on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
When it comes to your company's health insurance or your own, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Well, it's Gulf Shores, Alabama that has the unwelcome guest of Hurricane Sally this morning. We're tracking that Category 2 storm as it makes its way onto land now this morning. That happening within the hour.
For the first time, we're getting to hear what the lone suspect in the disappearance of Susan Powell was saying to his family when he was being wiretapped.
It's new information being released today in a bonus episode of the KSL podcast, Cold. KSL News Radio's Dave Cauley has this in-depth look.
What are you writing?
Mommy is a beautiful.
Josh Powell recorded videos of his sons, Charlie and Braden, to show the public and court officials what a great dad he was.
Susan is beautiful.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, investigators monitoring phone calls related to the disappearance of Susan Powell late in the summer of 2011 heard a very different Josh Powell. 9 years after those secretly wiretapped calls, we finally have an idea of what police heard.
They are sealed court records, sort of like any other sealed record. So they're disclosed to the judge, but not open to the public.
University of Utah law professor Matthew Toxin explained to us the Fourth Amendment typically protects the average American from this kind of invasion of privacy. Police have to have a really compelling reason to seek permission to listen in.
Typically, they're confined to cases that are serious, like, you know, like this investigation.
Cold gained access to the wiretap records for the very first time this summer. They reveal Josh Powell and his family spent hours trying to sway media coverage of the investigation and public opinion about Susan herself. They also reveal the efforts Josh Powell took to show himself as a loving father.
Don't you boys dip your feet in the water. Brandon, don't step in the water.
While in the wiretaps, police heard him bragging about how he had coached his sons to swear and telling the young boys their grandparents, Susan's mom and dad, were abusive. Retired Detective Ellis Maxwell may have been talking about these very conversations when he cryptically testified earlier this year in a wrongful death case involving Charlie and Braden Powell.
So yeah, the environment within the home was just concerning to me because of, and there's other stuff I can't discuss that's protected.
Now we know much more about what that environment actually was. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
All episodes of Cold, along with this bonus episode, are available to subscribe to and listen free at thecoldpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time now, 5:09. Let's get our first good look at how the roads are doing to start this Wednesday. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Tim. We start off with traffic rolling along on I-15. Had a little bit of heavy traffic near 72nd. That's thinned out. What I am seeing now is a little bit of slowing in the right lane going from Highland Drive to 6200 South over on 215 heading to the east side. And a little bit of a northbound backup on 215's west side near the Valley Fair Mall. Looks pretty minor, though. I-80, they're going to open up that new commuter or that new exit ramp lane that goes from SR 201 all the way out to Lake Point later this morning. But right now, they still have some lane restrictions on there as they finish up some work. So there's just a touch of slower traffic heading towards Tooele. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check those temperatures for today and go back over to you, Grant.
Another warm day out there along the Wasatch Front with sunshine and a little smoke in the atmosphere. 91 the high, more the same tomorrow, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Waking up this morning in the 50s, it's 59 downtown.
Boy, the flu season will be here before you know it. And let's talk a little bit about the importance of getting a flu shot and whether or not the flu season might be a little softer on us because we're all wearing, or many of us are wearing, masks. We'll do that with Dr. Simone Wilds in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And as always, we appreciate you starting your morning with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Why are people rushing to get a living trust in Utah? Because if you only have a will when you pass away, it could be a one-way ticket to probate court. Everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in probate court for years. And it could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free review now at 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 4448.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
We made sure to get the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line up and running first thing this morning. So if you want to reach out and join the conversation, or if we happen to miss something on your drive-in, make sure to reach out to us at 57500. KSL News Time, 513. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah lawmakers could slap tougher penalties on rioters. Sheriffs from across the state say it would help protect first responders and property. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce. Second, nine people are in the hospital after a head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. Both vehicles caught fire after the crash. Troopers aren't sure what happened, but it looks like one of the drivers crossed the median into oncoming traffic.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on traffic this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Traffic a little busy, 215 westbound near 35th South and on the south side, going over towards the 6200 South exit on 215 South Belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today at 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've dipped down to 59 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The fury of Sally arriving in Alabama as a Category 2 hurricane this morning, making landfall near Gulf Shores.
Against a howling wind and relentless rain, some have decided not to leave. Doris Stiers and her husband live at the entrance of Mobile Bay.
We literally have water in the windows and the door, and he's having to hold the door shut.
Packing winds of 105 miles per hour, Sally is the eighth named storm to strike the U.S. mainland in 2020, an extremely active hurricane season. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The wildfires in the West continue to burn, the largest of them the August Complex Fire, 30% contained, nearly 800,000 acres burning, making it the largest fire in California history. But smoke from the fire is creating a major health problem in the West. Peter Hakim says hospitals are still seeing an increase in patients with respiratory issues.
It's difficult to tell at first who has COVID-19 and who has an irritant from the pollution.
ABC's Kaylee Hartung in Portland.
Portland, Oregon is ground zero with the worst air quality of any major city in the world. The state handing out 2,500,000 N95 masks. Satellite images show the massive smoke clouds from the record-breaking wildfires spreading all the way to New York.
The morning after President Trump's appearance at ABC News' town hall with undecided voters inside into the race for 2020 in the upper Midwest.
According to a pair of new ABC News Washington Post polls, it's a close race in the battleground state of Wisconsin, while former Vice President Joe Biden has a substantial lead in Minnesota. Heading into the final 7 weeks of the presidential campaign, Biden has 52% among likely voters in Wisconsin, with 46% for President Trump. In Minnesota, suburban residents and independents are boosting Biden to a substantial lead, 57-41%. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The flu season is quickly approaching, and medical experts say getting that flu shot will be one of the best ways you can help yourself in the fight against COVID.
Why? Because you don't want to get both at the same time. Joining us live is infectious diseases physician Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Good morning, Dr. Wilds.
And good morning, Amanda.
I wonder whether people are getting their flu shots more this year or less because of COVID. Do we know?
We don't know yet what the numbers are, but one thing I want to encourage everyone to do who has not gotten their flu shot or decided they're not going to get it is to make a change, and this year be the year that you get the flu vaccine, especially in the midst of COVID-19, because we want you not only to protect yourself, but to protect others around you and also to help the healthcare system. We don't want it to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've learned through this process is the number of deaths that we have from flu each year that doesn't get the same attention. Last year, the flu killed 37,000. 2 years ago, it was 80,000 and barely got any attention.
Absolutely. And, you know, the distressing thing about this is we have an effective flu vaccine, which we want everyone to take, but less than 50% of the population gets the flu vaccine. So you can imagine how nervous all of us in the healthcare field are because, you know, if people don't get the flu vaccine and we're dealing with the COVID-19, that is going to create a lot of problems.
Do you mean having both COVID and the flu at the same time?
Having both COVID and flu.
Yeah, last
that
time
seems to be a big problem.
Last time we talked to you, there are some good signs here, and that is, and I guess it's just guesswork at this point, but we keep an eye on the Southern Hemisphere, and the Southern Hemisphere has not been hit badly by flu so far, and maybe that's because we're doing a better job of washing our hands and keeping our distance.
Yes, but Tim, remember, you know, we don't know if that's going to translate here, right? We're hoping it will, but we don't know for sure. So I don't want people to drop their guard and say, oh, well, you know, it's good on the Southern Hemisphere. It might be good here, and let's not be as aggressive. I think we really need to keep the momentum on until it actually comes here.
What do you think, Doctor, when you hear, like, we have a poll here in Utah just this morning that says that when the vaccine, but likely when the vaccine for COVID comes out, that only 50% of Utahns will get that vaccine. What do you think when you hear a poll like that?
I mean, I'm very distressed, right? Because I want everyone to at least be really engaged in getting the new vaccine. It tells me we have a lot of work to do to inform the public about the effectiveness of this vaccine and really build their trust. Because as you see, the numbers for COVID keep growing. And unless we do something and get everyone on board, we're going to be in even bigger problems.
Flu shots should be available fairly soon, right?
Well, flu shots are already available in many states. We want you to get the flu shot. You know, anytime you can get it, please go ahead and get it, because some people say, I'll wait and then never get it. But flu shots are available in a number of different states and, again, in a number of different places. So it doesn't have to be at your doctor's office. You can get it at the pharmacy. You can get it at the grocery store. I mean, some churches even doing. I mean, it's widely available. So everyone greater than 6 months of age should be getting vaccinated for the flu.
We already had ours at Target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor, we thank you as always. Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, with us here on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 519, and we get an early look at traffic here on KSL News Radio. And that is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And over to you, Andy.
Amanda, things looking a little bit better. That heavy traffic we were seeing on the West 215 belt route clear. And now it's pretty much gone as well over by 6200 South. Traffic a little bit slower going up the hill in Parley's Canyon on I-80, but it looks like not really the traffic flow, just a few vehicles that are taking in slow semis. No issues right now, I-15, Ogden to Salt Lake through the construction, or at this moment, actually, it looks like maybe just they've started that southbound slowdown near SR-92 to open up the stuff in Lehigh. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the on the 9s. Time for us to take a look at the 7-day, and it doesn't look like Grant has changed his mind about two more days of 90-degree weather.
91 the high today with a lot of sunshine, a little smoky out there. More the same tomorrow. Up to 92, sunshine and smoky. Then things start to turn. It gets a little breezy, not as hot on Friday. High of 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and then some showers possible Friday night. A lot of clouds on Saturday, only 75. More scattered rain showers and storms a possibility. And then we're up to 78 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. It warms up a little bit next week nicely. 81 the high Monday, lots of sun. And sunny, only 83 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 59 downtown. You know, I keep thinking, Tim. I keep thinking about the way people feel about the vaccine. And you have to understand, you know, some people feel reluctant about the vaccine. But then on the other hand, you have that, I think about that line, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And so even if you were reluctant, you want to protect your community. And so if you are reluctant, you wind up putting in jeopardy the whole community because you are reluctant. Do you not? Am I overstating that?
No, I think that's true. It still comes down to an individual choice, of course.
It does, unfortunately. But when you do that, you wind up putting in jeopardy the community. So you have these things you're weighing. You have an individual choice, which you clearly have. But when you if you choose to not get vaccinated, you are putting the needs of the few over the needs of the many.
Yeah.
How do you balance that?
Well, if everybody was turning down or avoiding vaccines for the same reason, I guess you'd have an easier answer. But I think there are so many different reasons why people don't. And it ranges from religious beliefs all the way through people that may have had vaccines in the past and had an adverse reaction to people that,
whatever the reason is, you're still putting the needs of the few over the needs of the many.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that.
Well, all we can do is get the word out there.
That's right. That's our job.
People will make their choices along the way, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you being out there this morning and keeping an eye. Those numbers, by the way, 52% of Utahns say they would not likely get the COVID vaccine, seems to be right in line
with the nation.
With what's happening around the nation. 45% last year didn't get the flu shot. Coming up in a minute, Sean Michael Lyle takes us on the road as we head off the radar. And boy, the markets yesterday were having a pretty good run in the morning, but sort of petered out by the time the closing bell rang. We'll see where we start today with futures with the rest of your money news coming up.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your car insurance with RightTrack, which rewards you for safe driving.
As the world's most careful driver, that's perfect. Now applying 2 pounds of force for acceleration.
You really
turning in 0.3 miles and begin a deceleration.
With Liberty Mutual's RightTrack, you could earn up to 30% savings based on how you drive. Sign up at libertymutual.com/righttrack.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Discount on participating vehicles, base coverages only. Availability varies.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
It's not your typical trip around the world. We get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, an 88-year-old Massachusetts man about to complete an extraordinary journey, Brad Hathaway of Mattapoisett, plans to walk 1 mile on October 3rd, completing his goal to walk the entire circumference of the Earth, 24,900 miles. It's back in '88 when his doctor told him he had diabetes and heart problems.
You better walk, and you better start walking tomorrow, and you better start walking 3 miles a day.
His walks are mostly just around town, but he's kept track, eventually adding up enough to circumvent the globe, and he's found things along the way.
One time I found a case full of Bud. With one can missing.
So to Brad Hathaway, this bud's for you. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
How old is he now, 88?
88, yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like my dad. My dad walked up until he was 90 years old.
Yeah, it's good for you. It's the best exercise.
Watching Utah's Money now brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Alaska Airlines is trying to get people back on their flights, so they're offering to buy one ticket, get one free. They're offering a buy one ticket, get one free sale today. The catch is your flight has to take place before the end of October.
The CBS All Access streaming service is going to change its name to Paramount Plus early next year. Viacom says the move will come as they look to expand to international markets, and they're also adding more news, sports, and entertainment content.
The ratings are in for the opening week of NFL football. The Nielsen Company says the game between New Orleans and Tampa Bay, which put Tom Brady against Drew Brees, had an audience of close to 26 million people. That's the most watched game since 2016.
Yeah, people have been making a lot about the fact that the first game last Thursday was the lowest in 16 years or something, and they're trying to draw lines of, you know, people don't want to watch because of protest or something. But I was reading an interesting article that this has happened in election years before, where a lot of people, a couple of months out from an election, are moved to the cable stations and are not paying attention. Plus, this year with the pandemic, you've got all the other sports that are playing right now that normally would be done with their seasons.
Yeah,
so
right.
There's more competition out there. Let's see what's happening on the futures markets this morning. The Dow futures moving in the right direction. We're back above 28,000, which seems to be sort of a benchmark for the Dow. Up 135, the S&P is up 19, and the NASDAQ up 49 points.
An early look at your morning commute next on KSL News Radio.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at B3Kids.com. That's B3Kids.com. Brain Body Boost, powered by Select Health.
529 and a quick look at how the roads are doing this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Oh, we're all clear on I-15. Looks like that little slowing we had in Lehigh is gone for now. We got a little bit of heavy traffic, though. I-80 going up over Parley Summit because of some slow-moving semis. Zero-res carpet cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your zero-res cleaning today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how hot does it get today, Grant?
Been pretty hot weather lately. A couple more days of it. 91 in the sunshine today. A little smoky out there. 92 sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's a crisp 59 degrees.
No crashes, no delays on the roadways right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, state lawmakers may take on homeowners associations over the issue of security cameras.
They say an unsolved murder case is at play. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, it's been about 6 months since Linda Lamelka was shot and killed in front of a home in Mill Creek, but there is no suspect yet. The HOA bans home security cameras in that neighborhood. Her daughter spoke to a Utah legislative committee about it. And now Utah lawmakers are considering legislation to keep homeowners associations from banning those cameras. They say residents should be able to protect their own property, but HOA say they can prohibit activity that creates, quote, unsightly conditions on the property, meaning the cameras don't look good. But it could also just be technology moving faster than those regulations can keep up. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on rioters. Legislative analyst John Feinauer says Tennessee did it recently by mandating jail time and raising fines.
Against those who have damaged specific types of property. And so they raised fines, and those fines go beyond the current fine structure of the Utah statute as well. But that's certainly something that has generated a lot of discussion.
Sheriffs across the states are supporting the idea after several protests in and near Salt Lake City turned violent.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Davis School District is working on a new plan to get students back in the classroom. Students are going to class twice a week now, but after lots of frustration, the district will be moving elementary students to a four-day schedule. Parents spoke at a board meeting yesterday.
This is not working. We are not receiving a quality education that we received last year.
I'm not worried about dying. I know the rate of survival is high, but being on a respirator or having long-term complications don't sound too good either.
Davis District Elementary students will return to the classroom Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. Secondary students start that schedule 1 week later.
A Utah man has made an appearance in federal court on charges that he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, it's two brothers, one from Arizona and another from here in Utah, that have each pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse them of riding their motorcycles off-road in Yellowstone National Park and harassing bison. The Utah man is 25-year-old Dallin McAllister of Provo. A park spokesperson says the pair drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in western Yellowstone Friday night. In fact, a video circulating on Facebook shows them within feet of a group of running bison.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards away from bison and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. Visitors may not go off-road on vehicles or bicycles, and those rules are in place for a reason. This past June, a bison gored a woman after she approached it to take a photo near Yellowstone Lake's Bridge Bay. Live, John Bochak, KSL News Radio.
Sally revved up just before reaching the Gulf Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Hurricane Sally finally making landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama as a powerful Category 2 storm. Ken Graham directs the National Hurricane Center.
Around Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 feet of inundation. That's water up your pant legs.
Sally's slow pace could bring life-threatening flooding with storm surge and torrential rains. Dozens of lives, hundreds of homes, millions of acres across the West destroyed by ongoing wildfires as smoke is now reaching Washington, D.C. That's where Senate leader Mitch McConnell agrees climate change is the issue.
The argument is about how best to address it.
He says Republicans want to develop technology, not clamp down on economic activity. And while President Trump was on ABC News in a town hall last night, Democratic nominee Joe Biden was courting Hispanic voters in Florida, saying Mr. Trump has failed them.
Whether it's in his heinous act of separating children from their families at our border, or his repeated attacks on Dreamers, or his neglect of the people of Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
The election is in 48 days. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Live events have obviously been hit hard since the pandemic began. Last night, those who are out of work brought attention to their plight.
See people that are used to making well into six figures all of a sudden in food bank line.
Peter Marley and others in the event industry took to the streets of Salt Lake to try and make others aware of what they're facing.
Salt Lake this month would normally have about 8,000 people working events. There's probably somewhere in the region of 200 to 300 working them at the moment. The rest of them are out of work.
And Peter O'Doherty says right now there's no end in sight.
Coming up on KSL, there's no stopping the Denver Nuggets once they're down 3-1.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
We've got lane restrictions that are continue on I-15 that we're waiting to open up between 90th and 7200 South. Right now, it looks like traffic's handling it at the speed limit, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time 535.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Duchanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagon Wheel Lending Station. Refinance today at Rapid Refinance Mortgage Company in business for over 12 weeks.
There are dozens of mortgage companies holding out their grabby hands and yelling with their yelly voices, trying to get your money.
Where else you gonna go?
Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Because Loans by Rick is a real guy. Rick Kirschenbaum at Vintage Lending. So when you click loansbyrick.com, you're instantly in touch with someone who's been in the business for 20 years. Someone who knows that you don't want the loan or refinance process to be long and painful. Rick can usually get it done in 12 to 22 days. And Rick always stays in touch so you don't have to worry and wonder about being lost in the mortgage jungle. Rick can and will get you the historic low rates that you deserve. So if you're buying, refinancing, or just need some cash out of your home, where else are you going to go? Loansbyrick.com or 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Let's talk sports here at 538. And stop us if you've heard this before. Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets overcame a 3-1 series deficit to win a playoff series in 7 games. They did it again. First, it was the Jazz. Now the Clippers have fallen to the mighty Nuggets.
Murray, long three-pointer. It's good. Jamal Murray from way downtown. It's a 15-point Nugget lead.
He had a 20-point second quarter last night.
Unbelievable.
After only having 5 in the first half. I read an interesting article that the bubble was really built for these kinds of comebacks because if you're the lower seed, particularly in a matchup, 2 of the last 3 games would be in hostile environments, and you'd have to travel, and you'd be in front of, you know, their home crowd. But in the bubble, every night is the same environment.
Yeah, right.
That final score, by the way, was 104-89. Denver will take on the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Game 1 set for Friday night.
For the first time in Major League Baseball history, the World Series will be played entirely on neutral ground. The league announced its postseason plan yesterday, and it copies the NBA's successful bubble model. Beginning with the divisional series, the American League will play all playoff games at 2 sites in Southern California, and the National League will play all games at 2 stadiums in Texas. There will be no off days once each series begins, and the World Series will be played at the Rangers' brand new ballpark, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
All right, how about a little golf here? The U.S. Opens begin tomorrow in New York. Tiger Woods says he still hasn't gotten used to playing without fans.
Unfortunately, this is our new reality. You know, this is something where we're getting used to. It's not something we like. We want the fans, we want the atmosphere out there, but safety is first.
You might hear some complaining this weekend. The Winged Foot Golf Course has hosted the U.S. Open 5 times before, and only once has the winner been under par. In 2006, it was one with a score of 5 over par.
5:39 now. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, right now traffic looking pretty good, at least through Davis County and Weber County as you head towards Salt Lake City. Northbound through Utah County in the construction, no problems in Lehigh. Still have lane restrictions on I-15 as you head from 90th to 7200 South, but traffic still at the speed limit for now. They better get those off before 6 a.m. or we'll start to see some delay, I'm thinking. Westbound 80 a little heavy as you head out towards Tooele in that new construction area that they're supposed to open up a little bit later on this morning. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Another 90-degree day coming today, so, keep the air conditioner on, according to Grant.
Heating up for at least a couple more days here. 91 the high today with sunshine, a little smoky, and then more of the same tomorrow up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
59 degrees to start your Wednesday.
How will the pandemic affect the timing of knowing the winner of the presidential race? More on that with an in-depth report coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-444-444. 443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Service.
Utah Opera opens its 2021 season with a double bill of one-act operas, October 9th through the 18th at Capitol Theater. Tickets available at utahopera.org.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
KSL News Time 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Bountiful police say officers shot and killed a man armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School last night. His name has yet to be released.
Second, nine people are in the hospital after an apparent head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. Troopers aren't sure, but it looks like one of the drivers crossed the center median.
Third, it looks like things are starting to stack up on the south end. Let's get a look. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Yeah, beginning to see a little bit of slowing right now at the 90th South on-ramp area to North 15 as we wait for crews to pull off the lane restrictions. The two right lanes are blocked going up to the south interchange. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today at 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The eighth named storm to strike the U.S. in 2020 has arrived in Alabama. Category 2 Hurricane Sally has lumbered ashore.
The National Hurricane Center puts the point of landfall at Gulf Shores, Alabama, not far from where Doris Stiers and her husband live and where they've ridden out the storm.
There's just nonstop waves of wind and water and rain, like it doesn't stop.
Even before coming ashore, Sally had knocked out power to 360,000 people in Alabama and Florida. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hurricane force winds are spreading inland now, and Sally will be a super soaker.
This storm won't move through quickly, and that's the real concern here, is the duration of the storm. It could sit on top of some areas for days and bringing flash floods and life-threatening storm surge.
ABC's Elwin Lopez in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. On top of the hurricane, a new tornado watch issued for parts of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama until this evening. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As the pandemic continues to change our lives, the presidential election is not being spared.
With all the mail-in ballots expected around the country, experts expect it to take longer to know the results. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this in-depth look.
We are used to the national networks now calling the results on election night, but it's only a fairly recent practice, and this year we may have to be more patient.
This is probably going to take a little bit longer to do the counting because of the increase in absentee ballots.
Chris Krebs is the head of cybersecurity and infrastructure protection for the Department of Homeland Security. He told ABC News, promising this will be the most secure election in American history.
Democracy wasn't made overnight. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for this one.
Utah's Director of Elections, Justin Lee, says our state has learned lessons from doing vote by mail for a while now.
One of the big lessons we've learned is the results sometimes take a little bit longer.
Lee says we think of it as a national election, but the work is all done at the county level.
Right at 8 o'clock on election night, we do usually get a fairly large dump of results. And those come from all the by-mail ballots that have already been submitted.
But depending on how many people come to vote on election day, it could leave some races outstanding.
We're putting out results every day, so we get as much information to the voter as fast as we can, while still making sure we're going through all the security checks, making sure the ballots are valid, and doing all the things we need to do on that end. For most races, if they're not that close, you will know what's going to happen on election night. But if it's a close race, then we may be waiting a few days to really get those final results.
Ellen Weintraub at the Federal Election Commission told ABC News, we can trust the system is secure.
This is the election work administrators being careful and trying to make sure that
every single vote is accurately counted, and that's what we want.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I love when they said, you know, democracy wasn't built in a day.
No.
You know, there's no need to think that time taken equals concern of corruption or any you know, concern of any kind. It's just time taken to be meticulous.
No, but everybody's, at least my memories flash back to 2000 with the hanging Chad debacle
right.
down there in Florida.
But they told us at
the
time we're having trouble.
And it took a long time to get that. Then it went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And the other morning we were having a conversation with Rick Klein, who's the political director of ABC, and I said, what do you make of this story that the Biden campaign is bringing on 600 lawyers and scattering them across the country, but particularly in the battleground states. And he says, 600, I would guess that number is low.
Yeah.
And now they brought on
something.
Now
they
brought
always that they do that.
Yeah, they brought on a couple of solicitor generals as well. And there could be legal battles in every one of the battleground states, which means this may not be days. It might be weeks before
right.
we know.
Well, when you have the president saying the only way I can lose is if there's fraud.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for confidence in the process.
There's pushback on both sides. And the expectation is that the next morning we may not have results for you.
Right.
Here on Utah's Morning.
So don't
News.
Expect them. Let's lower our expectations. And that way we won't be as frustrated when it takes a little time to get a result we can be confident in.
It is. That's the in-depth, by the way, and our thanks to Mary Richards for preparing that in-depth for us. It's 5:49. Time for us to get another look at how the roads are shaping up. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And again, Andy, it's really backing up down there at 90th South now.
Yeah, we're waiting for crews to put all the lanes back open at 90th South, going up towards 7200 South. But in the meantime, we've got some brake lights in that area, right at the 90th on-ramp and then right near the 7200 South exit. Also seeing a little bit of busy traffic westbound I-80 coming out of the canyon over by Sugar House, 1300 East in that stretch. I-15 looks great, though. Ogden to Salt Lake City right now, and we're seeing a little bit of southbound delay going into Utah County as crews do that daily slowdown to wrap up the barrels on Lehigh, but that means some backups near Bluffdale going south. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City International Airport is now open and ready to fly when you are. For more information, visit slcairport.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I think the 7-day forecast starts off on the hot side, but let's check in with you, Grant.
Couple more 90s, and that's probably going to be it for the season. 91, sunshine today. 92 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and smoky. And then it cools down a little bit. Breezy on Friday, partly cloudy, only 86. Big cool down for the weekend. Cloud Saturday, showers, thunderstorms a possibility. The high Saturday, only 75. And then a lot of sunshine on Sunday. We're up to 78. Pleasant weather next week. Sunshine and 80s. 81 Monday, 83 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is a chilly morning this morning, 59 degrees.
One of the strange things that modern technology has brought us. Did you see the headline yesterday out of Phoenix of the backup Uber driver who was involved in the first ever driving vehicle fatality, been charged with negligent homicide, the first ever self-driving vehicle fatality? Authorities in Maricopa County say the driver was distracted in the moments before a vehicle fatally struck a woman in suburban Phoenix and now been charged in that accident. So he was just a backup driver in this self-driving vehicle.
It was a self-driving vehicle. Okay, so he's in there as a backup driver, but he's supposed to be alert at all times,
right,
obviously.
Right.
Okay.
And he now has been charged with negligent homicide.
Oh, wow.
Because the car didn't function the way it was supposed to.
Oh.
And he wasn't, you know, ready to jump in on a moment's notice to take evasive action. So those are headlines you would never expect to have in our lifetime. But
this is, and this is an unprecedented case.
Yeah.
But I'm sure since his role would be to be as responsible as a normal driver would be, since he is there to completely back up the system while it's being tested, he would be held to the same legal standard, would he not?
And the prosecutors are declining to file criminal charges against Uber in the situation, only charging him as the backup driver.
That's interesting.
Even though the car failed at taking whatever action it should have, either braking or decelerating or, you know, steering out of the way. I don't know.
Wow.
It'll be interesting to see where that one makes its way through the courts and what the results are. We're going to check money news for you coming up here in just a minute. We'll see how the futures markets are doing.
If you don't have a living trust in the state of Utah, everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in courts for a year, maybe even longer. It could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and potentially get double taxed by the government. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule this free review now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. To get your free estate planning review, call 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts. And we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any need should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
By the way, just to follow up on that story, was a 49-year-old female driver who was watching The Voice while she was
in
the van. Yeah. All right. Money news this morning, watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Census Bureau says the median U.S. household income has gone up 6.8%. The number, which includes incomes, bonuses, Social Security, and other payments, now sits at $68,700 a year.
KSL Drives General Motors will unveil a new set of electric vehicle drive systems today. Speaking of those, the automaker says the interchangeable motors are powerful enough to run everything from a big pickup truck to a performance muscle car.
Futures are up. The Dow is up 114 points. The S&P up 15. And the NASDAQ this hour up just 22.
It is time for Cougar Tracks. And here is Mitch Harper.
Nine people are in the hospital.
That obviously is not Mitch. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and try and get your Cougar Tracks. Stay right there.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
All right, let's get you your Cougar Tracks this morning with Mitch Harper.
We're in the thick of the football season right now, but Mark Pope's BYU basketball program pulled in some headlines on Tuesday by landing a talented in-state prospect on the recruiting trail. Jake Wallin, a 6'8" shooting guard from Tempview High School, committed to BYU over offers from Arizona State, Utah State, and others.
I grew up a BYU fan. I grew up in Texas, but my dad played football there, and I had some brother-in-laws play there. So I kind of grew up under that BYU blood, but Coach Pope really brought it out in me during this recruiting process, and he really made me want to go play for them Cougs, and I'm more excited than ever. I mean, it's gonna be a great ride.
Wallin is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and plans to serve a Latter-day Saint mission before enrolling at BYU. For more on Wallin's commitment to BYU, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Join Pet IQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. Pet IQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. Pet IQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the Pet IQ team now. Bring your resume to the Pet IQ drive-through hiring event at 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit Pet IQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
With COVID-19, a lot of things in your life have been put on hold, but your business with the courts in Utah no longer has to wait. Utah's courts are providing many important services by phone and email during the COVID pandemic. From hearing information, making payments, requesting protective orders, and filing documents in most cases can be done by phone or email. If you need help from the courts, let the courts come to you. Go to utcourts.gov for more information. That's utcourts.gov.
5:59, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15, a little bit slow as you go up through Sandy now, but it looks like they've pulled the barrels off of the right. Well, check that. They're still pulling the barrels off of the far right lane near 90th South. It looks like delays have thinned out, though, for now. What we have now is some slowing both directions. Southbound 15 at Point of the Mountain, northbound 15 coming up on SR-92 as crews have slowed you down in order to pull the barrels off of the construction zone there. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
91 degrees today. Matter of fact, we'll have two more days that are unseasonably hot today and tomorrow, and then things start to cool off. Even 70s coming for the weekend with about a 30% chance of showers.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.